Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Another area that is potentially very not pretty is what goes on within our advertising industry. Is there racial discrimination? Is it alive and well? Every now and then we come across something that we look at and we think, wow, who could have thought that this was a good idea? Who approved this? How did it even get there? Well, the Human Rights Commission has made a decision to look into that. Commissioner Chris Nissen, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, good, great, and I wish you well for the day.
Thank you, and you as well. How serious a problem is racial discrimination in advertising?
We have been receiving a number of complaints by both individuals and groups around the fact that, you know, over some time now, there has been advertisements that really discriminate. And we recall the H&M one and currently also the Flix one that was there. And we felt that because this thing is becoming rife, as you said in your introduction, I mean, is there no quality control or is there no ethical control over adverts that goes out? And so we found that it's not about hair, it's about color, it's about race, it's about cultural, it's about language, etc. And so the commission decided to have this hearing in order for us to unpack this, but also part of sensitizing the advertising community. At the same time, to remind them about the responsibility of contributing towards social cohesion in this country and building a South Africanness.
What is interesting to me is when I looked into the details around this, recall the H&M story where they had a black kid wearing a t-shirt that referred to a monkey, and it was deeply offensive for South Africans. What I found interesting at the time was that from a South African context, that was very, very clearly offensive. But perhaps overseas, where, you know, it might not be perceived that way. So how do we manage that? How do we manage what is perceived in one country as being offensive because that might have a history and wording that has been used in a discriminatory fashion versus somewhere else that it isn't?
No, sure. Well, I can understand that in one country there are certain things, but you will also recall that we come from a colonial time, and Africa has always been seen as this group of people, you see? So, but the problem that we have is that the mindset needs to change of those designers, those thinking, the concept developers, needs to change, because in South Africa, we've got 60 million people, which is, you talk about 60 million consumers. And South Africans buy and consume the products. So there are two sets of ideas. First of all, this group of people can't have our product because they're not in that category. Secondly, it is, this culture about we can just pick people the way we want to. And so it is very important that we understand this issue. I mean, a few years ago, one fishing company had penguins that went to rob a store, you know, dressed as nuns. You know, so, you know, these kind of things. We must look at every South African as a consumer, and how do we, in the best interest of that consumer, protect that interest and say, whatever we develop must be to build social cohesion in this country, because we do come from a very, very, very bad past. And if we continue that, we will never, ever resolve the long outstanding and bitter issues of racism and division. And it's every person in this country's responsibility. In fact, companies, big companies must have a social and ethics transformation committee that looks at these things, that says, how do we then how do we advertise? For example, last Friday in the Burger, or Saturday's Burger in Cape Town, there was from Stellenbosch University celebrating International Women's Day, and all the faces that they put there are white women. So, you know, how do people just, have they forgotten that we're living in an environment that you need to be sensitive and make sure that we have to, whatever we do, concepts we develop, whatever pictures and images we develop, must recognize the South African current race and discriminatory landscape.
So what is the role of the Human Rights Commission here? Because I would imagine it's quite unusual to get involved in where we have an advertising body that is meant to keep an eye on these things. How does it work from the Human Rights Commission perspective?
Well, clearly, I mean, if the advertising body is there, the ombuds body, to make sure that we do not get that, clearly some things have slipped through, which says to me it's not only about the advertising body. The onus is on the companies. How does a board, how does a managing director...
That to me,
CEO,
I never understand. That I can't understand.
Yeah, how do they agree that you give approval for it? Because it does come through those structures. So it is also those people that must take responsibility for it. So when the Human Rights Commission receives these complaints, and clearly it's discriminatory, and then we take it up with whoever we need to take it up. But at least we've seen there seems to be a tendency and to see the systemic problem within the advertising industry, and hence we have called for this hearing.
Is it possible at this stage of our development and of our democracy to achieve some form of a balance? Not a balance, because there's no such thing as balance with racism, and I don't mean it as balance in that way. But in a way that we can look at our differences, celebrate our differences, as a way of saying South Africa is made up of so many different, wonderful, awesome people, and it's okay to note those things. And it doesn't need to be in a bad way. Are we there yet, or do we still need to be a little bit more careful?
We've got pockets of those excellence that you talk about, where we say it works, good neighbors, it works in some places. Other places, it doesn't work at all. And, I mean, when you look at the schools, you look at whether it's parties or whatever, you look at the schools, you look at some suburbs where neighbors are fighting. We got to hear about people saying, you know, even when you drive a nice car, they ask, you must be a gangster if you're a different color, you know. So all of those, it's work in progress, but I do believe that we can achieve it. Look where human beings are throughout the ages. You can't wish away discrimination. Human beings are human beings. They find they've got their prejudices, doesn't matter. But in our country, there must be a serious attempt to say that, yes, we will have differences of them, but we can work together and build a South Africanness of which all of us can be proud. Proud of our anthem, proud of our flag, proud of our constitution, and say, but also proud of our neighbors, that we can all work together. And that is what the South African Human Rights is trying to do. In all its efforts in resolving these complaints and problems, it is always to say, how do we build South Africa in which everybody can be acknowledged, everybody can stand up and be acknowledged, and everybody can be respected, not for the color of the skin or whatever, but for who they are, what they are, and being a fellow South African.
That is where we leave it. Thank you. A very, very interesting and important conversation. That is Commissioner Chris Innocent, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, talking about why the Human Rights Commission has decided to probe into racial discrimination in the advertising industry. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.